I see Chris Beatty, the founder, over at a table and stop to ask him a few questions about this event he's brought into being.
What's gained with so many people writing novels? What's different about the world?
Yeah, I mean, I think just the fact that people stop seeing themselves as sort of passive consumers of culture and instead see themselves as, you know, creators of it, that they have a story worth telling. And, you know, it's interesting, I think books have kind of missed out on the wave that music had thanks to punk rock, where people, you know, heard these bands like the Sex Pistols and just thought, this is noise, but it's I can do this. Like, anybody can do this. And I think books sort of never quite had that moment. And so there's this real sense that unless you are on the New York Times bestseller list or heading that way, that there's something wrong. But I think my goal is to really advocate novels as just a great playtime activity, that it pokes your imagination in really good ways, and you know, that it just feels really fun, in the same way that maybe doing a really complicated Sudoku or a crossword puzzle or playing basketball with friends is fun. You know, it's really just a chance to make some noise.
So people have been talking about the death of the novel for 100 years. Do you think this is a sign of a rebirth of the novel?
I don't know. You know, the death of the novel thing has always been kind of confusing to me, because I've always been at the heart of this thing where this is clearly the worst writing contest in the world. Like, there's no judges, there's no prizes, you know, and yet we have this huge number of people who are eager to sign up and take part. And to me, that shows that there's still a real passion for the novel, and that there's a, you know, that to me, I think novels, there's nothing more magical than a novel, you know, this idea, the papery world that you sort of pry apart and lose yourself in. And I think there's so many people out there that feel the same way. And obviously, you know, so many people that are taking part in this, you know, prizeless contest, and where really the only prize is the manuscript itself. So I don't know. It just doesn't square very well with like industry predictions of death of fiction. And I don't quite know what to do with it.
As Chris talks, an idea starts to come to me. NaNoWriMo might indeed be a sign of something or other in culture, increased readership or more participation in media by the layperson, but I don't think the broad picture is the best way to look at it. Talking to people has made me realize that NaNoWriMo, while a communal experience, is really a very personal one. It's an experience in changing yourself for a month. Maybe you change into a writer, or maybe you already are a writer, but you become a different kind of writer, a sloppier, but more accepting, more expressive writer. I've met people tonight who've had their lives changed by NaNoWriMo. I think that writing a novel is like no other experience, and Chris Beatty and NaNoWriMo give people that experience, just by giving them a deadline. Death of the novel, art versus entertainment, these issues kind of fall away once you get what NaNoWriMo is really about. It's about doing something really hard and feeling really good about it. That's why people are so fond of Chris Beatty. Chris gave his 10th anniversary speech that night. It was a long speech, probably 30 minutes, telling the story of how National Novel Writing Month came to be where it is.
Thank you guys so much. You totally understood what I was saying, tricksters. The idea occurred to me back in May of 1999 that it might be a good idea for us to write a novel in a month. And at the time, I was living at 77 Vernon Street in Oakland, California. Can you guys see that? Okay. So you guys are probably asking yourself the question, is that the ugliest building in Oakland, California? And in fact, it is. Yeah. But I owe NaNoWriMo to this apartment building in two
ways. People were rapt the entire time, laughing at the jokes, cheering the successes. As Chris brings the speech to a close, I started looking around the room. Everywhere I saw faces, satisfied, smiling, excited. Some had tears in their eyes. Chris concluded by saying what he thought NaNoWriMo was all about.
Same improbable feat of putting aside all of the chores and the must-dos and exploring a dream for 30 days. And I think, for me, that is the lesson in all of this. The world can wait, but our dreams can't. Thank you. I wish you a very wordy evening and a wonderful November beyond.